Welcome to the Thrive Forever Fit Show, the podcast that's here to ignite your potential and guide you on a journey towards living your best life. I'm your host, Jay Nixon, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. On this show, we're passionate about one thing, and that's helping you reach your full potential, whether that's in your health and fitness, relationships, career, or personal growth. We're here to provide you with tools, strategies, and inspiration to thrive in every aspect of your life. Each episode, we'll dive deep into topics that matter most, featuring insightful interviews with experts, thought leaders, and individuals who've achieved extraordinary success. Together, we're going to explore powerful mindset shifts, nutrition and fitness strategies, effective goal setting, mindfulness techniques, and much, much more. We'll break down the barriers that hold you back and help you build resilience, focus, and unwavering determination. So if you're ready to unleash your potential and embark on a transformative journey, this podcast is for you. It's time to embrace your inner fire, tap into your limitless capabilities, and make every day an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and empowered to live the life you've always dreamed of. The Thrive Forever Fit Show is here to support you every step of the way. Let's dive in. Before we dive into the show, I want to take a quick moment to talk about the sponsor of this episode. It is very dear and near and close to my heart because it is Lori's company, SpaStar. If you ever had the opportunity to watch someone create something from a thought or a vision and make this magical thing actually come to life, well, then you'll know why I'm so extremely proud of her and why I'm so excited to have her sponsoring the Thrive Forever Fit Show. If you've listened to my podcast, then you probably heard her on episode 259. If you haven't heard that, I would go listen to episode 259 as soon as you finish this episode. She talks about the story of how she created it, the adversity she overcame, the challenges that she worked through, and just the inspirational story that I know you're absolutely going to love. But what SpaStar is, it's a luxury wrap. And it was created as a spa wrap for people who were getting beauty treatments. But what we found out is it is a piece for everyday life. People are wearing it as swimsuit cover-ups, resort wear, just to get ready in the mornings or for that special event. It is the most unique piece. And I've actually worn this thing several times. That was the actual first model for this. Maybe I'll show you guys some photos of that when the time is right. But it is such a cool creation called the Get Ready Wrap by SpaStar. And because you're a listener, you get 15% off today because you support me. So just go to spastar.net, spastar.net, the word spa, the word star.net. And at the checkout, enter Thrive15, T-H-R-I-V-E 15, and you're going to get 15% off of your Get Ready Wrap. So many of my clients already have these and absolutely love them. We're selling them all over the country and all over the world, for that matter, to high-end luxury spas, and to people just like you that are using them inside of their own homes. They're traveling with them. They're using them at the pool. It's so really just unbelievably cool to see and witness. And I'm so blessed to be a part of it. And I'm so blessed to have Lori actually sponsoring my podcast, which I think is really, really cool. So go check out SpaStar. I know you're going to love it. It is the coolest thing ever. And guys, this isn't just for ladies. This is one of the coolest gifts you could get your any female in your life, for that matter. If Lori hadn't have created it, I would buy them for her as a gift to show her my love and appreciation. So dudes, if you're listening and you need to get a gift for your significant other or some special person in your life, go to spastar.net, grab a Get Ready Wrap. There's all kinds of colors. There's black, there's sage, there's a berry color, there's a gosh, I just went blank. There's a kind of a greeny, kind of avocado-y color. Really cool. You're definitely going to love these, I promise. So go to spastar.net, check it out, support Lori. And Lori, thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, let's get to the action. I believe we are in an absolute battle, if you will, between average and excellence. I think it's a mindset shift, first and foremost. I think it's an attitude shift. I think it's a psychological movement. And then I think that has to translate into a physical movement of action. Thoreau said, most men lead lives of quiet desperation. I would modify that a little bit in today's society. In 2023, I would say most humans are leading lives of quiet desperation. I truly can't stop thinking about this. I can't stop thinking about what I'm witnessing, what I'm listening to, what I see in society, what I see right in front of my face. And that's that most people have gotten so comfortable thinking, speaking, performing, just being average or below. It's become the new normal. It's become the status quo. It's become okay. It's become acceptable. And the problem is this: most people are hanging around with people who accept this from themselves and from the people that they're associating with. That's part of the problem. But we've got to start holding each other accountable to being better. And when it comes down to average versus excellent, which one would you pick? Like, if you were simply just given the choice, which life would you want to live? The average life or the excellent life? And I'm talking about in all facets. I'm talking about in every single phase of your life, your health and fitness, your finances, your relationship, your faith, the way you speak, the way you think, the way you move. We're being inundated with what I call fear porn. Not my quote. I've heard that, I mean, from 1,000 people, but fear porn is driving our decisions. You're being inundated with a consistent message that you're broken, that we're broken, society is broken, humans are broken, that we have to be broken, we have to suffer, we have to live in pain, we have to live in fear. Think about the last 10 things you've seen on the news, read in the paper, or watched on social media. 7 out of those 10 have been something that's trying to scare you. That's trying to scare you into mediocrity. That's trying to scare you into being average or below. That's telling you to shut up, get in line, be quiet, and don't make any waves. And you're doing that in your own personal life. I want to transition for a second away from the societal situation and bring this down to the granular level of you, the granular level of how you make decisions based on your own environment and your own ecosystem. I am a firm believer that we create our ecosystem. We create our environment. And then that transitions out to how we respond, react, and communicate with other people's ecosystems and environments. And then through the process of movement, you finally get to the societal place of how are we all thinking, speaking, behaving, acting. Right now, if you get to that societal place and you listen to what you're being programmed with, that you have to be living in fear, that we've got all these problems, that the world's coming to an end, that the dinosaur ages are back, we're about to have a catastrophic event of unbelievable magnitude, then of course you're scared. But if you drill down to just your personal ecosystem, what are you believing? What do you actually think? Have you asked yourself that recently? What do I actually think and believe? Not what I'm being told I'm supposed to think and believe, not what I'm being programmed with, but what am I actually supposed to. What am I actually thinking and believing about my life? You see, that's the disconnect. We've moved away from thinking about how can I be better? How can I live a life of excellence to the belief system that you're not supposed to, that you're just supposed to be part of the crowd. You're just supposed to be part of the herd. And I can tell you, living a life of quiet desperation, I see it, guys. Look around. I see it in 90% of the people that I come in contact with. They're just getting by. They're suffering at a magnitude that is unfathomable. And most of it is self-induced. Most of it is self-induced based on the willingness to live in quiet desperation, the willingness to just be okay with being okay, the willingness to just have a mediocre existence when it comes to your physical body. There's no pride left. There's no pride left in how we think, how we speak, how we act. Everything has got to be grandiose and overblown. What about just personal pride, personal awareness, personal self-control? Like that's where it all starts. And the consequences of living a life of quiet desperation they're horrific. They're filled with suffering and pain. It's a living hell that most people are living with on a daily basis. And they've just decided that that's just the way it has to be. There's no wonder. There is absolutely no wonder that the world is more chaotic and violent and catastrophic and out of control than it's ever been. But is it? Or is that just what you're being programmed and being told that it has to be? Because when I look at my life and I go down into the granular levels of my personal ecosystem, my life is unbelievably amazing. When I take that next step out and I go to the people that I associate with, the people that I allow into my circle of success, they also believe that life is unbelievably amazing. And this isn't to say that life doesn't come with challenges and adversities and things of that nature. It always does. Regardless of how you believe, regardless of how you think, I personally believe that my life is easy. I personally believe that my life is abundantly amazing. But I have consequences for situations. I have adversities that I have to overcome. I have challenges and roadblocks that I'm consistently trying to get over. This is part of life. But that doesn't mean that my life has to be hard. And it definitely doesn't believe that I have to live a life of fear, that I have to live a life of anxiety, that I have to live a life of being depressed, that I have to live a life of mediocrity and averageness that isn't me. I firmly believe, and I know that with all my heart, that I am not designed to live that life. I'm designed to be excellent. I'm designed to think differently. I'm designed to speak differently. I'm designed to act differently, to communicate differently. And you want to know something? You want to know a crazy truth? So are you. So are you. You see, my life changed dramatically. And let me say this. I should have led with this. I've lived a life of quiet desperation. I've lived that life. I lived it for so many years. From the time I was 5 years old to the last time I was 25, I lived in quiet desperation. I lived in suffering. I lived in fear. I lived in uncontrollable anxiety. That the only thing I knew to do was just to go do something, go move. And thank God I found fitness as my outlet, because I was lucky. Most people don't. Most people turn to a substance or something that's not going to benefit them. I got so lucky and so blessed that I have an obsessive, addictive personality. And luckily my vice is fitness. Lucky my vice is movement. Lucky my vice is going to the gym, picking things up and putting them down. Thank God for that, because it could have been so much catastrophically worse. But I lived in quiet desperation, and my life changed when I was 25 years old because one of my friends decided that his quiet desperation was far too much for him to handle. I'll never forget the day. I'll never forget where I was sitting. I'll never forget the phone call. I'll never forget when I heard Chad's voice telling me that my best friend, our best friend Chuck, had put a shotgun in his mouth, pulled the trigger, and blew his head off. Because he was living in such quiet desperation that he decided that it wasn't worth it anymore. And I'm doing this podcast today because I don't want anybody to succumb to that level of desperation, because that's the highest form. And it was that day at 25 years old that I made the decision that I would no longer live quietly. I would no longer live a life of desperation. And then I would start to chisel my way out. Chisel my way out of 20 years of that belief system. And I did it through the use of positive psychology. I read everything that Dr. Wayne Dreyer wrote. I started listening to podcasts. There weren't even podcasts back then. There were more like, I guess you'd call them like seminars, started listening to seminars. I started surrounding myself and inundating myself with the positivity of human psychology and what we were all born to be and what we were all capable of. And I realized on that date that I could no longer be that way. And what I want you to realize is that you no longer have to be that way. You see, the force of average is real. The force of average is the force that keeps you stuck. It's the force that keeps you ordering that same food that you know is harming you. It's the force that keeps you consuming those same beverages every night that you know are harming you. It's the force that keeps you stuck in that relationship that you know is not good for you. It's the force that creates the belief system that you don't deserve to make more money. It's the force that makes you believe that these have been my friends forever, so therefore they have to be my friends forever, even though the relationship is holding me back and harming me. That's the force of average, and it is so powerful. Look around. 90% of the people on the planet right now are being consumed by the force of average. Mass media, mass production of any kind of transactional frequency right now is leading you into the cattle pen, the herd, the force of average, because they want you to stay stuck with everybody else. Because if you're stuck around a bunch of people that believe that same thing, that you're supposed to suffer, and suffer quietly, please. Don't make too much noise. Suffer in desperation. Be desperate to change, but not know how to do it. Be desperate to change, but not have the resources or the belief system that you can. That's what, who the hell is they? I don't even know. But that's what they want. And I'm telling you, you deserve better. You don't need to be stuck. You don't have to be stuck. And you also don't need the scars. You don't need your best friend to do what my best friend did. Hear me today. Listen to me right now. You don't need that. It's not necessary. Take the lesson. Take the lesson from it without having to have the scars. And I can tell you the only way out is to start thinking differently, speaking differently, acting differently, being around different kinds of people, not inundating yourself with this model of comparison. And the comparison thing works two ways. Here's the danger of comparison. It either works in this fashion. You see all these social media highlight reels and these amazing lives, these amazing bodies, people throwing, you know, millions of dollars on the top of a Bugatti, like people flying in private jets. You see that, and that keeps you stuck because you tell yourself, I could never have that. I make $37,000 a year. I make $60,000 a year. I make $120,000 a year. I can barely make ends meet. I'll never be that. So that comparison keeps you stuck. And here's how the other comparison keeps you stuck and may even be more dangerous. You compare yourself to people who aren't living their best lives. And that might be the people that you're hanging around with. That might be your friend group, your peer group. And when you look side to side and you see they're not doing anything and they're just falling in line and they've let their bodies go, they've let their minds go, they've let their spirit go, then you can look side to side and say, well, I'm not so bad. This isn't so bad. Maybe this is how it's supposed to be. I'm here to tell you that it's not. It's not supposed to be that way. You're supposed to get up every single day and feel so abundant and so blessed and so grateful that you're living a life of excellence. I'm telling you guys, excellence feels so much better than average. And it's a belief system first and foremost. And then that belief system has to transition into the words you use, the thoughts you think, the actions you take. And when you start doing all of those little things, life gets exponentially better. But you've got to get yourself out of that rut. You've got to stop thinking that it's okay just to be okay, because I promise you that level of okay is just your new normal, and it's not. And when you start feeling excellent, when you start behaving, thinking, speaking, acting, being around people that have that same belief system, you will realize how horrible. Remember, the consequences of average level thinking are horrific. They're horrific. Look around. Do you think people that have an excellent level of life and an excellent level of psychology and all of those things, do you think they're the ones that are committing these heinous crimes? Do you think they're the ones that are that are preaching hate? Do you think they're the ones that are masking the problems that are going on in the world with nonsense? No. Excellent people don't do that. Excellent people want everybody to be excellent. They want everybody to think in abundance. They want everybody to win because they know that there's a universal abundance. And you've got to shift your level of thinking. And it's everything. The way you're treating yourself, the way you're treating your physical body. I talked to a buddy of mine and he said, man, I went to the movies, which I never do, a few weeks ago. He said, and every person I saw had gone to a level of personal punishment with their physical body. He said, the men I saw in this theater were 50, 60, 70, 80 pounds overweight, and then carrying the largest bucket of popcorn and the largest soda they could to go sit in that seat for 3 hours and escape life. You see, quiet desperation leads to escapism. And you escape through various mechanisms. You escape through food. You escape through booze. You escape through video games. You escape through Netflix. You escape through isolation. And all of those things combined just keep you where you are. They just keep you stuck. And I'm here to tell you, no matter where you are, no matter the level of overwhelm you feel right now, you can get out of it. You can get out of it. I lived in it for 20 years. 20 years. Fear, suffering, anger, anxiety, mediocre levels of life. At one point in my life, because of that 20-year span, I had $40,000 in credit card debt. And I'm going to tell you why. It wasn't because I was irresponsible with money. Hear me here, because most of you are thinking, well, of course you're irresponsible. And yes, I was. But that wasn't why I had it. It was my belief system. My belief system during that time span from 5 to 20, and no, I didn't have a credit card when I was 5, but when I got into my, I think I got my first credit card when I was like 18 or 19 years old. And between 19 and 25, I racked up over $40,000 in credit card debt, student loan debt, you name it. I was probably over $100,000 in debt. I'm here to tell you today, I have zero debt, zero, not a penny. I own everything. If I put something on a credit card at the end of the month, because I'm a credit card company's worst nightmare because I carry no balances. But here's why I did it. My belief system was that I wasn't going to be here long enough to have to worry about it. Think about that. My belief system was, I'm not going to be here long enough to have to worry about it. And that's how I treated my physical body. That's how I treated my relationships. That's how I treated my faith. That's how I treated my work, my finances. That's how I treated myself. I had a belief system because I was living in quiet desperation that I wasn't going to be here long enough to even have to deal with it. It's going to be somebody else's problem. Think about that. And I had no idea that my friend Chuck was suffering. I had no idea he was living in such desperation that he chose the ultimate end to it all. No clue. And he had no clue that I was either. Nobody did. That's what quiet desperation feels like. You don't tell anybody that you're suffering. You don't tell anybody that you're okay with being average because you don't even think you're going to be around long enough to even know what excellence feels like. I didn't have quality relationships. I wasn't capable. When you don't think you're going to be around, you act pretty haphazard and pretty reckless. But I'm telling you, that day when I was 25 years old, I'm telling you, I can see the phone. I can picture where I was sitting on the couch. That conversation changed my life. Just like I hope this one changes your life. I hope this one moves you to a different place. With everything, with how you treat yourself, with food and booze and sleep and movement and stress management, everything, right? Everything. And this isn't about being perfect either. Let's remove that notion from the equation that somebody out there listening is like, well, I can't be perfect. Well, I'm far from it. I'm not even close. I don't even know. That doesn't even exist in my world. I don't even believe in the word. What I'm telling you is that the life that you're living right now, if you're suffering in silence, if you really don't like, I had a conversation yesterday with one of my private coaching clients. They've lost over 130, 140, 150 pounds. Pretty freaking rock star amazing. And they've gained 10 pounds back. 10 pounds. If you've lost 130, 140, 150 pounds, gaining 10 pounds back, pretty inconsequential, right? Like pretty small on the scale and on the magnitude of this is a big deal. And they said to me, they said, Jay, why does this 10 pounds feel heavier than the 100 pounds that I've already lost? Think about that for a second. Why do you think it is? Why do you think it's heavier? The 10 pounds, think about that. They've lost over 130 pounds, probably close to 150 pounds. But this 10 pounds that they've gained back is carrying a heavier emotional, physical, psychological. They mentioned like the body dysmorphia that's come with this. Like when they see themselves in the mirror now, this 10 pounds has created this vision that they can't even stand to look at. And it's because they've started behaving excellently. They've started having an excellent life. They've started treating themselves with respect. They've started loving themselves. They become very self-aware. They're working on themselves every single day. They've gone from average or below to excellent. And now that they've shifted just a little bit, it feels heavy. And I said, listen, this is a good thing. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, yeah, this is a good thing. Because you understand what it is that excellence feels like, and you will go back to that because you won't tolerate. You won't tolerate this 10 pounds. But you see the difference? They tolerated 130 pounds, and it was not a big deal because they convinced themselves that that was their new normal. They were living in quiet desperation. They weren't telling anybody the suffering that was taking place internally. Guess what else suffered? Their relationships suffered. Every aspect of their life suffered. Guess what changed? Everything in their life. You see, that's the beauty of this. When I shifted on that day, it didn't happen overnight, but I got healthier with my physical body, my mental body, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, physically, you name it, everything got healthier and got better. I went from living in pain every single day, physical pain, to feeling amazing. Guess what else got better? My relationships got better. I lost my best friend. And because of that, my relationships got better. I started to develop real relationships. I started to have conversations about what was really going on, my real feelings, my real thoughts, my real emotions. I started acting like someone who cared about other people should act, who someone who cared about themselves should act. Guess what else got better and went away? I had an average level thinking about money because I didn't think I was going to be here. Every ounce of that debt was paid off. Every penny was paid off. Guess what happened with my jobs, my work? They got better because I started respecting myself enough to not think in the short term that I'm not going to be here long enough. Who gives a crap? And I started being the first one in, last one out. I started doing everybody else's work that they weren't willing to do. And I moved up the ladder quickly in all of my positions. And it led me to a place where now I'm capable of doing what it is that I'm doing today. If I was still living in quiet desperation, there's not a chance that I'd be able to do this. There's not a chance that I would have written 2 books. There's not a chance that I would have a coaching business that spans the entire world. I've got clients on every continent. There's not a chance that I would have my own supplement line. There's There's not a chance I'd have my own gym. There's not a chance that I'd have all these other opportunities. These only come when you start believing, thinking, speaking, acting excellent. They don't come to the average. And here's the truth. Again, I'm going to say it. I want to drive this home to you. There's not a one of you that was born to be average. The fact that you're even alive is a freaking miracle. If you look at the scientific process of what it takes to create a human, you're a miracle. A miracle. Let me ask you this. When you think about miracles, do you think about average? Have you ever heard anybody say, well, that's an average miracle? What do people say about miracles? They say, that's unbelievable. That is extraordinary. That's excellent. That's, oh my God. That's you. That's you. You've downgraded yourself to a belief system that you're not special. When you are, you've downgraded yourself to the way you think. You've downgraded yourself to the way you speak, to what you believe you deserve, to what you believe you're worth, to what you believe you can have. You guys have probably heard me say this a billion times. I firmly believe you can be, do, and have anything in this world that you choose, you are worthy of. And then you take the necessary steps and actions and consistency to go get that thing. I had a belief system for a long time that I was supposed to suffer, that bad things happened to me. I was poor my whole life until I decided I don't have to be poor. I had crappy relationships my whole life until I decided, who's the common denominator in that? Well, it's me. What if I get better? What's going to happen? My relationships will get better. I was overweight the majority of my life until I decided I don't have to be overweight. I don't have to be what my brother would say, the chubby kid. I don't have to be that. That's not who I was born to be. I wasn't born to have love handles. I wasn't born to be embarrassed to take my shirt off. I was born for excellence. Everything changed. My physical body changed. My mental body changed. Everything in my life changed. What I believed I was worth changed. And it all changed with my belief system about who I was, who I was born to be. I firmly believe every single one of you listening to this right now was born to be something extraordinary. You were born to be something that you probably can't even fathom right now. If you would have asked me 30 years ago, Jay, is what you have right now. If somebody would have written this out on paper for me right now, handed it to me and said, this is your life, I would have said, man, you got the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. Like, I don't, that's not me. Like, I suffer. I'm in pain. That's not me, man. But I changed my belief system about what I was capable of. And when I did that, I started thinking differently. I started acting differently. I started hanging around different people. I started believing that I was capable of anything. When you believe you're capable of anything, you become capable of anything. Like, it's just a frequency that you cannot describe, that you cannot believe. And I promise you this, you're worth it, but you got to believe you're worth it. You got to believe you're worth it on the worst day. You got to believe that you can do this on the worst day. You got to believe that you're capable on the worst day, because there will be those days. But here's my promise. Those quote unquote worst days, those bad days, those tragedies, those challenges, those adversities, they shift. They start getting not so bad. They start looking not so big. They start being not so heavy. And then eventually they start looking like opportunity. They start looking like, this is what it's supposed to be. I'm supposed to overcome this new challenge so that I can grow into the version of me that is capable of more than I'm capable of today. Why would I not want that? So my entire message today is this. Most humans are living a life of quiet desperation. And you don't have to. You simply have to make the choice and make the decision. And I'm not here to tell you, I'm not here saying this today, that it's going to be easy, but I'm promising you this, it will be so worth it, because you're worth it. And you've got to believe that. You've got to believe that you deserve more than you have. Guys, it's the force of average versus the force of excellence. And right now, the force of average is winning, and it's winning big. But if you're anything like me, if you ever played any sport, I never stopped. I never quit until that clock turned to zeros. Didn't matter what the score was, I was going to play as hard as I could while the game was going on. And here's the truth, the game's going on. That scoreboard's got time left on it. So no matter what the score is right now, no matter how you feel, no matter how down you feel like you are, you're worthy of a unbelievable comeback. You're worthy of that miracle comeback because you are a miracle. I believe in you. I want you to win. I hope today's message resonates with you, and I hope it just makes you see things a little bit differently. I hope it makes you understand that, you know what, I can be, do, and have anything I desire. I'm going to figure out what that is. I'm going to figure out what I really want, and then I'm going to go all in. I'm going to push my chips to the middle of the table, and I'm going to go all in on me. And I'm no longer going to settle for anything average. If it's average, the answer is no. I only want excellent. And that goes for everything in my life. My standards have now become that of excellence. And I will not settle for anything. I will not tolerate anything that is not excellent. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Be awesome to yourselves. Be awesome to each other. Let's be excellent. Let's be excellent. Hey, before you go, I'd just like to say thank you again for listening to the Thrive Forever Fit podcast and watching on YouTube. It means the absolute world to me. And if you would do me one favor, and that is simply subscribe and review this podcast on whatever platform it is that you enjoy it on, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, doesn't matter. I would absolutely be so grateful and so thankful if you do that for me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you again next week with an awesome, awesome episode. Bye.